Hello and welcome to Zee Humor Show. I hope you're doing fine. I hope you're doing great. And if it's not going well with you, may God see you through. On today's episode, I have a guest to share with us her experience about visiting Lake Mburo National Park. I love Uganda. If you know me, you know I love Uganda. So it only makes sense if I have someone on the show talk about one of the most beautiful places in Uganda. And today, that's Lake Mburo. Specifically, the Lake Mburo National Park. It's the smallest park in Uganda, covering about 260 kilometers, and you can access it using the Mbarara-Masaka Highway. That's about 3.5 hours from Kampala to there, and it has two gates, the Nshara Gate and the Sanga Gate. My particular guest used the Sanga Gate to access it. If you've heard of Lake Mburo, you know it has this beautiful rolling hills, golden savanna, ancient rocks, and it even has five lakes within one large lake called Lake Mburo. All right, without further ado, let my guest come on the show and share with you her beautiful experience. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome May Lighton. May, you're welcome. Tell us about yourself.
Hello, people. My name is May, and I'm very happy to be sharing with you my experience today. I love life. I love nature. I love beautiful places, and more so, I love Uganda.
What's your favorite place in Uganda?
My favorite place in Uganda is Kampala, definitely. Or the islands. Yeah, the islands are really beautiful, but yeah.
Yeah. So, she's here to share with us her experience visiting Lake Mburo National Park. So, walk us through it. How did you get there? The whole thing from start.
So from start, we planned with a friend. I have a group of friends who like to travel and go to different places. So every year we have one trip at least to go and visit some place in Uganda, maybe a national park, maybe an island, something that is beautiful in Uganda. So we made plans to go and visit Lake Mburo National Park. One, we did research. We found out about the different places of accommodation, the different lodges and, you know, hotels in the neighborhood that we could sleep at. And then we encountered this very beautiful place called Leopard Rest Camp. The people who own it were really very kind and nice and very easy to work with, that we decided that it would be our choice. So, yeah, when we finished doing our research, we settled on Leopard Rest Camp, and then we went there. We decided to take a trip, but also we needed a tour person to take us there, so we used Pike Tours. They hired us the car with a driver to take us there, and yeah, he's really affordable, and the car is about 250,000 per day. It comes with a driver, and the driver takes care of their costs. So
you can use the car for the 3 days?
Yes, so you can use the car for however long you're going to be there. As long as you pay per day, the driver is available to take you anywhere you go. Yeah, and you fuel the car, definitely.
Okay, so walk us through your journey. So day one, what time did
you day meet? One, we left Kampala in the evening, at about, let's say, 6 p.m. and went into Masaka Road. Yeah, we drove all the way, took a little break somewhere along the road on Masaka Road, had a bite to eat, and then continued to the park. We reached at the park at around, let's say, 10 or 9, but we had already had our dinner. So when we reached the park, we just got into, we checked into our rooms. They showed us our rooms, and the rooms were very different. They are not your everyday room, so they are safari tents.
Oh, so what's the name of the lodge again?
Leopard Rest Camp.
Leopard Rest Camp. Okay, camp. Sorry, how to describe it?
So when we reach there, it's this place that is just in the middle of beautiful nature. Trees are all over the place. It has a rustic kind of theme to it, and a very beautiful view. You know. And when we reach there, our accommodation is in safari tents. So there's a big sort of grass-thatched hut on the outside, and then a tent lies in the
grass-thatched.
Yes, yeah. The tent inside has a bed with beddings and a table. There's solar light. It's enough, really. It's enough space for you. And the bathroom is just next door, just near, next to the tent. Just next door, really.
How How much does it cost, like, sleep in a tent per day?
So it costs us $50 for full board. Mm. Yeah, that they're really nice and they could really give you a discount. So they gave us a discount to $50 per night, full board. Yeah, full board meaning we have breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Oh, okay. So what time did you... So you reached late in the night?
So we reached late in the night and we went to our beds and that was it. We went to sleep. Yeah, so when we went to sleep, we went and had a shower. Oh, they have hot water in their showers, so it's comfortable.
Yeah.
When we reached late in the night, had a shower and then went to sleep. So after we slept, we woke up the next morning really early at about 6:30 because we had to do a game drive the next day. So we woke up and then had breakfast. They really had nice continental breakfast.
You told me you had like an English breakfast.
Yes, so we had a real English breakfast. We had pancakes, we had eggs made the way you prefer them to be. We had some sausages, we had bread, we had some cereal, we had juice, we had coffee and tea. Anything of your choice, really.
You told me something earlier that I love, that you had a chef come and ask you, like, how do you prefer your food and how do you do that? All that was given to you for the fee. You had a chef come by just for you.
Yes, all that was given. Like, in the morning when you go to sit at your dinner table, a chef will come and say, this is what we have, so how would you like your eggs? How would you like your sausages? How would you like... They give you what the menu has, and then you order from the menu. You say, I want this, I want the other, I don't want this, I want a poached egg, I want a sunny side up, whatever you want. He'll do it, yeah, that way for each and every individual.
And then how long does your breakfast take?
The breakfast took about an hour because anyway, we're eating, chatting, you know? Yeah. And then after the breakfast, we left for the game park. The game park is about 7 minutes away from the Leopard Rest camp. So we just drove there. 7 minutes, we reach at the gate of the game park. Of course, you have to sort of sign in and then pay for the park fees and then get a tour guide. So at the gate you get a tour guide and then your tour guide takes you all around to show you.
Roughly, what are the fees of the park?
The fees of the park is 20,000 per individual, per adult, and 30,000 for the car.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So then you get the car, you sit in, and then?
Yeah, so you get the tour guide, and then you go into the park. So when we went to the park, like just 5 minutes into the park, the tour guide is like, stop, look on your right, and wow, beautiful, beautiful zebras.
Oh.
And we asked, can we get out and take pictures? They said, when you get out and stand too close, they'll run away.
But if
you just stand and not make so much noise, then you can't get them. So we got out quietly and took pictures with the zebras. It was nice because it was like just right 5 minutes into the park and there, the animals are there. Yes, so we continued after that. Then we found a lot of antelopes and the antelope family animals. I can't remember each and every one by name, but the cobs, the bush bucks, or the water bucks, those ones, there are so many of them. The impalas, yeah, there were so many of them. They're really, the guide tells you everything. It's just short-term memory loss, I forgot.
And then what was your favorite animal?
My favorite animal was the giraffe.
Oh,
the giraffes are so beautiful. Oh my God. I didn't know, you know, I thought they were just tall and I had never seen a giraffe in real life. So when I find them, they're not exactly thin and they're so tall and gracious and they have like big bums. It was really funny, but yeah, they're like, they sort of have like big bums or hips. I don't know what to call it, but they're so beautiful. The color, the brownness, they're just very beautiful. I really, really like the giraffes. Yes, we saw buffaloes, we saw different kinds of birds. There's so many birds. I think there are a number of bird species. There are so many birds in the park. There are monkeys, of course, the baboons.
You told me about an incident when the buffalo was charging at you guys.
Yeah, so a buffalo charged at us. I don't know, somewhere we stopped and were seated on top of the tour car, having a good, beautiful view of the animals. And then we found buffaloes and we decided to take pictures. One of the very fat, I think, male buffaloes was not happy with us and it charged at the car. Literally, we were all so scared. We tried to run back inside. It was a funny incident. But later on, like in the middle of the panic, the tour guide got a gun, and when he got the gun out, the buffalo recognized, I think, the gun and then left. But it was a scary moment. We're like, oh my god, we're going to be killed.
You do you know? Think it would have like kicked over the car?
I think so, because the animal charged and it's heavy. Probably it could just
knock
the car down and then attack all of us. Yeah, but that was interesting. We saw different animals, you know, we saw different species of birds. There's so much to see. It was such, and it's so beautiful. There are all these rocks, then the savannah, it was such a worthwhile.
How long did that drive take?
The drive took about 3 hours. Yeah, so we really had enough time to see everything. By the time we were tired, we're like, okay, yeah, we've really maxed it out. And yeah, so at around 12:30 we went back to the camp for lunch. Yeah, so we get back to the camp and we had really nice lunch. We had an appetizer, then we had a lasagna for the main course.
Wow,
it was nice. And then we had dessert. We had some nice cake with a nice pudding. It was really yummy.
Yeah And then what happened?
And then after lunch, we had this really amazing boat cruise that was coming up. So after lunch, we got ready and then went for the boat cruise. The boat cruise is still somewhere inside the park. So when we reached
the lake is within the park.
Yes, the lake is within the park. Okay. So somewhere inside the park, you go for the boat cruise. And so we went and then, you know, waited around the lake until it was time. The boat cruise, I think, was starting at about 4 p.m. So we went onto the boat, and then the boat cruise is 30,000 per individual. Something like it has a maximum number of people. The boat can't leave unless you're 20 or 10 people. I'm not quite sure, but it has a limit. Like if you're just 5 people, you can't do the boat cruise. It's not I think logistically, unless you pay the logistics for those number of people. But eventually the boat we got enough number of people and then we went onto the boat cruise and then we saw different animals. Of course, it was in the evening, so some animals come to take a drink by the lake. So we got to see some animals that we could have missed in the park. They were there. Of course, there were hippos. And then the birds at the boat cruise, I think the biggest deal is the birds. There are all sorts of birds, all sorts of species of birds, all forms of birds. I'm not a bird person. I don't remember the birds that we saw, but we saw all birds.
For like how long was that?
The boat cruise is an hour. So it was an hour of nice, you know, chilling, relaxing.
And bird watching and all that.
And bird watching, having a good time really on the boat.
And then
after the boat cruise, of course, we went back to the leopard rest camp. We had our dinner at about 7 o'clock. After dinner, we had a campfire and it was so nice. We just seated by the campfire talking, meeting new people, discussing with them.
At the campfire, huh?
Yes.
And then you told me an incident with the hyenas.
Yes. So while we're at the campfire, at one point we hear the hyenas laughing, like just there. Somebody's like, shh, can you hear that? And someone's like, oh my god, those are hyenas laughing. So we're so excited about them. And then the people decided, let's go and find them. So we went hyena hunting in the middle of the night.
That was so cool.
It was so cool and scary, but then exciting at the same time. So we went out to look to find the hyenas where they were. So we walked towards the gate of the park looking for the particular spots, because the people at the park know where they are and the guards at the park. So they took us, and then we saw, of course, when we had light, when we sort of touched and light and lit them, they run away, they run off. But we saw a bit of them, at least you could see their eyes in the darkness. It was so cool. It was so thrilling. And even in the night, you know, you'd hear the hyena laugh, the animals would come as close as your tent.
Oh, that's
so neat. It was scary nice. Of course, there's like security, so in case of anything, yes, they would really rescue you. So yeah, but the animals can come as close.
So you can wake up in the morning and there's a zebra outside.
Yes, actually, on the last morning, the next day morning, we woke up with a zebra right at the park.
That was beautiful. And that's the end of day one.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, May, for joining us today. And stay tuned next week. May is going to share with us visiting Fort Poto and Nunga. I hope I pronounced that right. I hope you had a good time. See you then. Thank you so much for listening to Zoo Humera Show. As always, if you'd love to get in touch, my telephone number is +256 778 96 500 3, or we can connect on social media. On Instagram, I'm at @Humera_Ruth, Twitter @HumeraRuth, Facebook Zoo Humera, and my blog is zoohumera.wordpress.com.